BBC 地道英语
Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Dan and today I'm joined by Feifei. Feifei, are you texting?
I'm trying to get this phone to work. The screen keeps going blank.
Oh, I've got that phone. You just charge the batteries and it should work fine. Bob's your uncle.
Bob's my uncle? What are you talking about?
你看看他们这些英国人竟然还给我叔叔起了个英国名字。
Bob's your uncle. It means simple as that, or there you go. It's our authentic real English phrase this week.
All right, Bob's your uncle 的意思其实就是易如反掌，这样做就对了。
Exactly. Let's listen to an example of someone using the phrase Bob's your uncle.
This microwave's really easy to use. You just put the food in, press this button, and Bob's your uncle.
So if something's really simple and it's going to get a good result, you'd say, Bob's your uncle. But what about if it was something that I was doing and that was going to be successful? Would I say that Bob's my uncle?
Not really. The phrase Bob's your uncle always remains the same, whether you're talking about yourself or about other people. Here are some more examples.
Excuse me, how can I get to the swimming pool from here?
Just go straight down the high street, then take the first left, and Bob's your uncle.
Are you nervous about your interview?
Not really. As long as they know I speak Spanish, Bob's your uncle.
Okay, so I just need to change the batteries on this phone and it'll work?
Exactly. It's really simple.Just charge them overnight and Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. Don't forget to check out more authentic real English phrases on our website, bbcukchina.com.
Bye.
Bye.
BBC 地道英语
Authentic real English from the BBC.